Welcome, everybody. This is the first episode of the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Daniel Garza. My name is Carson, and we're going to talk about movies.
All right, everyone. So we are starting this podcast with our very own Halloween special. Spooky music goes here.
Yeah, exactly.
Ow! Anyway, we've actually recorded at least 15 to 20 episodes that we have not released yet, mainly because we're both busy working, all this stuff. But we wanted to kickstart our entire podcast with this special, which is the 31 days of Halloween. And every single day we were watching a movie and reviewing it.
It's a lot, y'all. We're sacrificing our bodies and our brains and eyeballs for you.
Yeah. Countless hours. Like, it's got to be at least 60 hours that we're watching of these movies.
I'm just seeing orange pumpkins.
All pumpkins. Wait, by the way, did we add in the houses October built?
Yes, we did.
Okay, sweet. I am excited for
episode 15.
Yeah, the first movie we are starting with on our Halloween special is
Bodies. This is an A24.
Yeah, we got to start it with a good company. A24 knows how to do it right.
Kind of like stands for the A20. They could literally make a man pooping movie and I'd probably watch it.
I'd probably own it. Yep.
Yeah, so we watched Bodies. This is a pretty recent film. It's worth a rent, in my opinion. We'll get into that more. It has a cool cast. I think the biggest well-known actor in it is what, Pete Davidson, right?
Yep. Petey.
Good old Peter. And he's great in this.
Yep.
I think the rest of the cast, they're relatively fresh, right?
I don't actually know of any of the other. I think there's maybe one of the girls is relatively famous, but nothing that's going to be, you know, that you're going to recognize anywhere else.
Yeah. They were good, though. I really enjoyed their acting.
Guys, these are going to be quick reviews because we are doing 31
so
movies.
Many. Our regular episodes will be longer.
Yeah, they're not too much longer, but around 30 to 40 minutes, roughly. All right, well, let's get going on Bodies. If you guys don't know what it's about, here's what the little log line is. When a group of rich 20-somethings plan a hurricane party at a remote family mansion, a party game turns deadly in this fresh and funny look at backstabbing fake friends and one party gone very, very wrong.
I went into this movie expecting kind of like a riff off of something like Friday the 13th or Scream. I was expecting a slasher film. But what you get instead is something, I think, a little bit more interesting. It still has some of those motifs, I would say.
Right.
Like maybe just the setup. It's more like a murder mystery mansion vibe than a slasher. But there's some scary bits.
It's not a classic horror film, but it is relatively refreshing. I think you and I both talked about this when we saw it. We're like, wow, that was actually really like a lot better than I was expecting. Because
it was super funny, like laugh out loud funny.
I really enjoyed it. It's pretty much like this whole thing of kind of what it said. The movie just goes based off of this two girls. They come to this party and then you kind of feel like the rest of the friends are just like off. With the girls being
there. There's something
there.
Weird going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so like that's one of the mysteries that you're kind of finding out throughout the entire thing.
You kind of find out this is, I guess, a minor spoiler, but I wouldn't really call it that. You kind of find out the main character has a previous history of like drug addiction.
Oh, yeah. That's not, yeah. That's not.
But her friends are still constantly like using drugs and drinking and stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of like her coming back to the group after she's had this messed up past. And then her partner doesn't know about that messed up past, it seems like. There's also a strange guy there that nobody knows.
Yeah, nobody
knows
really
except
knows
for
him.
The one girl. He's kind of older, much older.
Right. And I think the part that was like, okay, the setup is a little bit boring. Like,
it takes a minute, yeah.
Yeah, it was very different. And, I mean, going into like the theme, or not the theme, but the style of A24, their style is pretty like...
It's distinct.
Yeah, and they make it very, like, known in the beginning of every single film. And this kind of gave me Euphoria vibes a little bit with the style that they're going with.
I didn't even think about it. You could see that. I could see that for sure.
Yeah, especially with all the coloring, too. Like, all the purples and blues and different things like
Gen
that.
Gen Z vibes.
Yeah, really, it is Gen Z vibes for sure.
All the language they use is very, like, woke Twitter lingo.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the girl... Well, you could see it in the trailer. Where the girl's like, you're silencing me,
exactly.
And like all that stuff. And but it's sometimes it's used comedically and sometimes it's serious. So it just depends on the scene, but I was laughing at the lingo because sometimes it even made sense. It was just so ridiculous because of the situation they're in.
Yeah, exactly. And that, I think that's kind of going back to what we were saying, is that it's not necessarily saying this is the identity of the film, but this is like, let's have some fun with this, because that's
it's kind of like, this is real life too. Yeah. I feel like these are real people.
Okay. So how do we want to go about this? Do we want to do spoilers or do we not want to?
I don't
want
to spoil the ending.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil the ending, but that's like what I want to talk about the most.
I know, really.
The reveal of who the killer is, I'll just say that, is so funny, so smart, and kind of confirms a lot of suspicions I had. But I also was like, there's no way they do that, because that'd be stupid.
No way.
I had that thought, because I was like, why is this all happening? Like, I had a feeling. That's all I'm going to say. I had a feeling, but I was like, they're not going to do that. That'd be dumb. There's a really clever solution to why they're all getting murdered. Let's just say everyone starts turning on each other.
Yeah.
In violent ways. And it's not always justified. I don't think it's ever justified, really.
Right.
But they start to turn on each other. With violent results because of it, because of all this history they've had with each other and lies they've all been telling since they got there and before.
It's like nobody can trust each other in the friend group, which makes
everything, and just because people aren't listening to each other either. Like, you find out this one character, you think he's a veteran, turns out he's a veterinarian. So that changes your view of him. You're like, oh, he's the crazy vet, but no, he works with animals. He's not a soldier. So there's a lot of interesting stuff like that.
The actual, what they do, Bodies, 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 is a, pretty much it's mafia.
It's a game.
Yeah, it's a
cutthroat.
Yeah, it's a cutthroat game of where someone's a killer and, you know, or assassins, whatever you prefer to call it. But it is just, you
turn the lights off.
Yeah. And then if you find a body on the ground, then you call out Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. You know, it's the classic, you turn on the lights, then you discuss it. Of who you think the killer
is. So fun.
So that is, yeah, exactly. Yeah, those games are so fun. But that is the base of the entire movie, because,
well, it follows the game, basically. Exactly. Even though they're not playing anymore, they're still playing.
Right. Like, they do two rounds of the actual game, and then you start to see, like, someone, you know, they find the first person dead. And then once they're like, okay, wait, well, and then they're actually trying to figure out a real murder. And then another person winds up dead. And then another person. And then that's when the craziness starts to unfold of, like, okay, who are these? Like, what's going on here? Who's the killer? Somebody's, you know. And then it just becomes like this perfect storm of, you know, murder, question, confusion, all that type of stuff. So it was a really fun movie. Yeah. I liked it.
Well, also, it's the director. This is her second feature and basically her first big feature. And I think for a early work from a filmmaker, it's very impressive. And a lot of the cast isn't very big, so I thought their work was good. The cinematography was solid. I think everyone involved did such a great job. And it's so fresh, like we were saying. And visually, it's nothing crazy visually, I guess. Not like other A24 films.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for this kind of story, the visual storytelling works.
Okay, so what did you like about it? What did you hate about it?
I didn't really hate anything about it.
Okay.
To be honest. I've seen some of the, like, common complaints. Like, there was a review that came out where this lady was like, I couldn't watch the movie because there was too many boobs. And I was like, I don't really think that's a problem this movie has. It doesn't seem like
that's not really that kind of thing to me. Something.
The trailer makes it look very sexual.
Yeah, that's true.
I would say. But the overall movie isn't like that.
If you care about stuff like that, a lot of people don't.
That's true. If you don't care, then more to you. But but yeah, I did enjoy the movie. There's nothing. I think I just liked the humor of it.
Yeah,
a lot. I think that was my favorite part.
That was a big, outstanding like portion for me.
It was so funny.
Yeah,
I haven't laughed really at a movie like this in a long time.
Yeah, I went to see it with one of my friends. It's a comedy.
Comedy horror,
yeah, it's
a good start to the season
of comedy, for sure.
The season of Halloween.
Yeah, I was impressed by Petey.
He's good in this.
Yeah, he's pretty good in this. I mean, I don't know if he's really any different than how he normally is.
He's just himself.
Yeah, he's just himself. So if you want to go see Pete Davidson, be Pete Davidson, exactly, then you can go see Bodies, 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 and he'll be himself. But other than that, yeah, I think this was a great movie. Who would you recommend it to?
Gen Zers, man. This is, yeah, this is Gen Z's Scream. That's what I'm going to say. It's not, I'm not comparing it to Scream, but it has that vibe of, like, I could see a lot of these actors being big in the future too. They feel very hip, I guess. I don't know. I liked it. I don't know if like my parents wouldn't want to watch this.
Yeah, definitely not. I guess A24 fans probably would like it. A lot of people, yeah, a lot, I think, of stands, this one has crossover, like, it,
potential. Yeah, it doesn't feel like A24 as much. But it doesn't, that's just
if,
because
you think about it in the Euphoria stance.
Yeah, and that's A24, so, mm-hmm, and HBO. But yeah, go if you're an Euphoria fan.
Yeah,
who would you recommend it to?
Probably the same Gen Zers, A24 fans, and yeah, I guess people who like kind of teen fun dramas. I mean, it's way better than the newest Scream that just came out. So
it's so much better.
Yeah. And this is so funny, much better. And Scream also tried to be funny at times too, but it wasn't at all. So
it was trying to do that Gen Z thing, mm-hmm, but it felt fake. This felt like,
I mean, they had all the pieces there. They had Jenna Ortega. She's kind of the, you know, spokeswoman for Gen Z right now.
Actress. Yeah. So I feel like it could have been good, but it just didn't work. This works on every level.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. These feel like real people. The dynamics are good.
The relationships are good.
If you've ever been the new person in a friend group, this movie simulates that feeling. Like, I, everything the new girl's feeling, yeah, I was like, been there before.
Yep, 100%.
Well, maybe not everything, but the awkwardness.
All right, guys, we'll check out Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. That is our first review of the Halloween 31.
Thank you for listening. Keep an eye out on our socials. We'll have another episode out tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
That's a clean slate.